Welcome to the Invest Like a Pro podcast, teaching you diversified investing with a simple set and forget approach to stocks and options. Build inflation-beating wealth for your future and recurring income for today. And now your host, former JP Morgan investment manager, Manish Kataria.
You might believe options are risky or even speculative, but actually the opposite is true. Options really are much safer than stocks. In fact, options were actually invented to reduce risks versus stocks, and they give you a monthly income. So in this video, I'll show you exactly how that works. So if you want to invest more passively in a safer way and earn monthly income, this is exactly the right way to invest. In my professional career, managing funds at JP Morgan, we invested like this all the time. We knew how to enter positions more safely and we earned income. And so this is how the pros manage risk and their income. But most people don't, because they falsely believe options are risky. And nobody will tell you this, but in this video, I'll show you exactly why that belief is wrong. I guide regular investors how to use risk-controlled option strategies without the complexity. With this know-how, many of my clients are earning consistent income of £500, £1,000, and sometimes even £7,000 a month with these exact methods. This is one of my clients who's generating £7,000 per month with options in exactly the same way that I have taught him. And I recently wrote about him in this article. We'll link it to the notes. The best thing, it's not rocket science. We've guided thousands of people how to do this effectively. And here I'm going to show you exactly how. So let's think about how you would go about buying in the usual way. Very simply, you'd select a good quality stock or an ETF or own gold or silver through ETFs. Okay, so if it goes up by 5%, you make 5%. But if straight after purchase, it goes down by 5%, well, actually, you're already down 5% because you own the stock or the investment and it's dropped by 5%. But with options, we have a margin of safety. So if it does drop by 5%, you're protected. And regardless, you still make the income on the options anyway. So with options, you get an inbuilt margin of safety. Now, options come in two forms: put options and call options. And here's the trick. We don't buy options, we sell them. And that's how you make the income, by selling options. So when you sell put options, it allows you to buy your favorite stock or ETF at a price that you choose, and you get paid income for waiting. And the worst that can happen, you get to buy shares of something you'd own anyway. And when you sell call options, it allows you to rent out your shares that you already own for monthly income. And the worst that can happen there, well, you have to sell your shares for the gain, okay? And this is the stuff that nobody will tell you about options. So we'll take a look at each type of these options using a real life example with real investments. We're going to use Microsoft and gold. I'll show you exactly how options make it safer to own these investments using put options for Microsoft and call options for gold. Let's look at Microsoft and the safety margin that options provide. When we do options, we do them on high quality blue chip shares or ETFs. Now, Microsoft is a perfect example. It's a high quality company, and actually it's only one of two companies with a credit rating higher than the US government. But shares of good quality companies can still drop, right? And this is why you need a safety margin. So if you buy shares of Microsoft in the usual way, you buy at the current price. And you can see it's looking overbought here, right? The share price has just had a pop-up. Microsoft has released its results and they were pretty good. And the RSI is also looking overbought at these levels, okay? So you don't really have a margin of safety. If the shares of Microsoft were to dip a little bit, your shares would also lose in value. Okay? But when you do this through a put option sale, you get to buy at your strike price, not the current price. Okay? So let's say you choose a strike price that's 5% lower. If the shares of Microsoft get down to those levels, great, you get to own it there and there, okay, at your strike price. But you have a safety margin, and that's why the pros love this method. And because you agreed to be obligated to buy at the strike price, which is what selling a put option is, you get paid an income of 1 to 3% per month. And that equates to 12 to 36% per annum. So you might be wondering, what is the risk? The biggest risk with options, with put options, the biggest thing that can happen, the worst that can happen, it's not losing all your money, which is what people falsely believe. The worst thing that can happen is that you are obligated to buy the investment you'd be happy to own anyway. Okay? And if it doesn't get down to your strike price, you don't get to buy it. Okay, but you get paid your income anyway, which is 1 to 3% per month. So to summarize the difference, if you bought stock and if it falls 5%, you lose 5%. With options, you have that safety margin. You choose the strike price, and that's the price you will be obligated to buy at. And you can choose whatever strike price you like. Okay, so with options, you get a more risk-controlled way of getting in, with a built-in safety margin. Plus, you get monthly income. And our students do exactly this all the time. They have a margin of safety and they make great monthly income while doing exactly that. Now, how do you earn additional income on something you own already? Something like gold, which doesn't pay income or dividends. So I've been a big fan of gold since 2024, and it's been a very profitable investment for me and my clients. We own gold through ETFs and options. Now, gold can give you capital gains, but since May, it's gone sideways, which means it hasn't made money for owners. It hasn't made capital gains. It hasn't made income since May. Now, at the same time, my clients and I, we don't want to sell our gold holdings. We want to hold it as a hedge because it works really well as an insurance policy if something bad happens in the world. So that's why it's good to continue owning gold. But the problem with gold is that when it's not going up, you don't get gains and you don't get income. But what if there was a way to make extra income on your holdings? And that's what me and my clients are doing right now. And this is where call options come in. So with call options, you get to own gold and rent it out to get income. And this is how. You sell call options with a strike price higher than today. It's just like renting out your holdings, just like you'd rent out your property. And we get paid an income for agreeing to sell it at our strike price, the higher price. So if gold doesn't reach that price, you get to keep your holding anyway, and you get to keep the income. But if it does reach that price, you sell at that strike price, but you get paid your monthly income anyway. So you might be asking, okay, well, what are the risks here? Remember, you own the shares in the usual way to start with. So if gold does decline in value, you'll feel the downside. Now, I'm okay with that because I don't think gold is going to zero. And actually, remember, I'm owning gold for the insurance policy aspect of it as a hedge. The other risk is FOMO. So if gold or whatever else you're doing call options on, if it rises a lot, you don't gain by that full amount. You're giving up some of the upside. Why? Because remember, you have to sell your shares at your predetermined strike price. So, in summary, what's the difference? With stock, if it goes sideways or down, you don't make any income nor capital gains. But with options, even when it's not going up, you still make monthly income. Options are only risky if you're speculating or doing leveraged strategies. What I teach is a very risk-controlled way with built-in safety margin. Our option strategies reduce risk versus just buying stock in the usual way. In my portfolio, I still own stocks and ETFs in the usual way, but my options portfolio gets paid monthly income as well. Around 1 to 3% per month is what I and my students are earning right now. And remember, you're not gambling, you're running a strategy that puts probabilities on your side. It makes your investing safer, more predictable, and income generating. Learn more about this with our step-by-step explainer using the link in the notes. If you're looking to invest in a safer, more passive way and earn regular monthly income, this is exactly the right way to invest. Download the explainer now to start investing the right way for safety and for income.